Earlier this month, nearly half the inmates at the Washington State Penitentiary staged a hunger strike. It ended after 5 days. The inmates were protesting the quality of prison food. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, the issue has been simmering in Washington prisons for years.
Suzanne Cook's husband, Daryl, is a diabetic who will turn 60 this year. He's also an inmate at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla. Cook says the food her husband has served in prison is making him sicker, not better.
I'm extremely angry about it.
Cook traces her husband's declining health to a shift from foods prepared in prison kitchens to foods shipped in from outside.
And to me, it's almost the use like a weapon with food. My husband has gotten very ill over the last 8 years.
Cook isn't the only family member of an inmate raising alarm about the quality of food in Washington prisons. Loretta Raffe also has a husband in prison. In 2016, she authored a report titled Correcting Food Policy in Washington Prisons. It was published by the advocacy group Prison Voice Washington.
The major change has just been the shift to factory-produced food and highly processed food.
Raffe argues the quality of prison food has declined since the mid-1990s when the Washington Department of Corrections began to centralize food production as a cost-saving measure. Today, most Washington prison food is prepared at two facilities run by Correctional Industries, an in-house work program. More recently, five Washington prisons phased out hot breakfast in favor of what are known as breakfast boats.
So the breakfast boats are these little like cardboard trays inside of a plastic bag that are given to prisoners the night before to eat for breakfast.
The boats contain cereal, powdered milk, and a breakfast bar. Discontent over these cold breakfasts was one of the reasons some 1,300 inmates at the state penitentiary began refusing meals on Easter Sunday. The Department of Corrections has since agreed to provide inmates with hot oatmeal and fresh milk. Scott Edwards oversees food manufacturing and services for Washington's correctional industries.
While there are clearly some cost avoidance benefits of having a breakfast boat served daily in an operation, a prison, we recognize that the concerns that are being raised are valid.
The inmates who staged the food strike also complained about quality and nutritional content. But Edwards says prison food today is actually much more nutritious than it was in the 1990s. Less sodium, less sugar, and fewer calories. However, last year, a Department of Corrections ombudsman found the food in Washington prisons does not comply with a 2013 executive order from Governor Jay Inslee that requires state agencies to meet state nutrition guidelines. Edwards says the department is now on track to comply with the governor's executive order.
Where we are deficient still is in the fruit and vegetable portions and varieties. But the nutritional aspect, we're essentially there when it comes to the governor's executive order.
He also notes that inmates with diabetes and other medical or religious needs can qualify for special meals. The quality of prison food is not just an issue in Washington. In 2017, a class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of Oregon prison inmates, alleging they were fed moldy, spoiled food. Washington State Representative Strom Peterson, a Democrat, has been working on prison food issues for the last couple of years. He believes it's not just humane to serve healthy food in prisons, but also good public policy.
Just from a sheer cost standpoint, if we're feeding these folks nutritious foods, our ultimate costs for medical care will be greatly reduced.
Suzanne Cook's husband did not participate in the hunger strike. She buys him prepackaged food through an approved vendor and has it delivered to the state penitentiary.
It's on my back to provide supplementary meals for him.
The inmates who refused meals ended their strike after prison officials agreed to work with them on short-term and long-term solutions to their concerns. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.